This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Mayor Emanuel will be deposed today in two wrongful death lawsuits filed by the families of Quintonio LeGreer and Betty Jones. They were shot and killed at their Westside homes by Chicago police officer Robert Rialmo in 2015. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has testified. He says the shootings were within department policy. The city's police oversight agency called the shooting unjustified. Chicago aldermen have given Mayor Emanuel the go-ahead for an $8.5 billion overhaul at O'Hare. It includes rehabbing Terminal 2 and adding new gates, security, and technology. Former Chicago Schools Chief Paul Vallis is the latest to launch a challenge to Emanuel. He joins a crowded 2019 mayoral election field. Chicago CME is offering to buy the London Exchange next in a deal worth more than $5 billion. Shares in Amazon dropped by as much as 7% yesterday after Axios reported President Trump was looking at Amazon's tax situation. Trump is criticizing the online retail giant again this morning on Twitter. The president is fired Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin and nominated the personal doctor for the last three presidents to replace him. Shulkin used taxpayers' money on a personal vacation. He also was dogged for resisting the administration's efforts to privatize veterans' care. Ecuador has cut internet access to Julian Assange, who's been staying in their London embassy for 6 years to avoid UK and potential US prosecutions. Ecuadorian officials say the WikiLeaks boss has not been abiding by an agreement to not interfere with their relations with other countries. South Korean officials say their President Moon will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un next month. Japan's government reveals it has also been in touch with Pyongyang. It's 8:01 on XRT. It's opening day! Woo!
I needed it. I needed bad.
This morning, it's John Lester versus Jose Urena as the Cubs play the Marlins in Miami. This afternoon, the White Sox are in Kansas City to play the Royals. James Shields versus Danny Duffy. Tonight, Blackhawks host Winnipeg, and the Bulls are also in Miami. We have a chance of light rain the rest of today and a high in the low 50s, cooler by the lake. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s, and tomorrow partly sunny and a high near 50. It's 42 at the lake, 45 at Midway, and 44 degrees at O'Hare.
Although we're not quite ready to share details, rest assured that opening day on the north side will be celebrated with all the traditional festivities on Monday, April 9th, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., usual cast of characters and more, and live music.
It's the home opener. It means we get to start early because it's an afternoon game this year. And, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for bringing back the opening day game. Day baseball on opening day on the north side is the way it's supposed to be. Do you hear us, Major League Baseball?
Are we going to do the 7 a.m. time check, the 7 a.m. stretch?
Yeah, if the people crowding into Yahtzees, once again, are ready for it, and they usually are. So many traditions to remember, so many sacred traditions to observe. 7 a.m. stretch, just a time when they start serving beer in the bar.
Well, it's a tradition.
And then people get happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.